This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry, Nick, and Joel till 4, Usual Suspects with one in the books, 2 hours of the show to go right here on ESPN 97.5. So the Stros are in Oakland tonight to begin a week-long venture on the West Coast that will find them in the Bay Area and then up in Grasshopperville.
Yeah, they mentioned, they were talking about the schedule with Oakland. They mentioned how this is kind of an audition for Sonny Gray. Still not a fan
of
making
that
move.
Boy, lately, nope. The reports I'm getting is his fastball is as high as velocity wise is as good as it's been and maybe ever in his career. So at least they said there were a lot of questions with his fastball. Velocity is up. ERA is, I believe, like 3.6.
Nope.
No?
Like 4.5 or something like that.
They did a graphic last night where they said, I don't know if it was, you know, a certain amount, like the last 10 starts or whatever, but it looked like his ERA was coming down.
I'm going to say it might have been the last 10 starts, but his ERA for the year is over 4, or almost 4.5. If it's not, it's close.
And if you're the Astros overall, the one thing that worries me is the fact that you're going into Oakland and normally you fare pretty well against the A's, but the A's just swept the Yankees.
Yeah.
So the A's are playing better. And then when you get to Seattle this weekend, King Felix is coming back. They're getting two starters back just in time to face the Astros, too. So it's going to be, look, no one ever said it was going to be easy, but you're at a time when you normally dominate teams in your division, the A's and the Mariners are playing better from the standpoint of the A's are playing great, and the Mariners are getting two of their starters back.
Yeah.
Just in time to face you.
Okay, so Sonny Gray, 4.44 ERA, 1.35 whip. That's pretty high.
Yeah.
To give you an idea, Keuchel has a 0.87 whip. McCullers a 1.06. You a good pitcher will be around 1. A decent pitcher will be around 1.2.
You want to explain? Whip is walks and hits per
innings divided by innings pitched. Yeah. So it tells you it's basically it gives you an idea of how many base runners the guy's putting on per inning. So you want one or less, and you're golden. To give you an idea, Gregerson's at a 1.4, Morton's at a 1.3, Fires is 1.36. So you know those aren't exactly guys that are lighting it up out there on the mound. Paulino's a 1.3. Musgrove's a 1.4. So you're getting basically a fancier 4 or 5 guy in this rotation.
Yeah.
That's what these guys are doing. They're putting up 4.5 ERAs and 1.3 whips. I don't know. I mean, I know a lot of people love Sonny Gray, and that's fine. You know, his ERA the first couple of years that he was in the league from 2013 to 2015, he bounced around between, you know, 2.5 to 3. Last year he blew up at a 5.5 or 5.6, whatever. I don't know. There's something about that dude. Kind of the same thing with Chris Archer. I'm not a Chris Archer fan. I don't want to see them go after Chris Archer, but that's just me.
Chris Archer's a younger, livelier arm for sure. Mm-hmm. But I think putting him into a situation when you are on the biggest stage in a big playoff series, I would question experience and poise. But at the same time, like ESPN was throwing names out there that I've never heard in the mix. I knew Quintana was in the
Jaime
mix,
Garcia.
Right? Yeah,
you're
Garcia
Jaime
was
Garcia.
One of them, and from the Phillies. There was a Phillies pitcher, too, that I'd never heard being in discussions with the Astros, but they had put him out there as a potential trade partner for the Stros, and I had never heard that before.
I'd have to go back, because I made a note back in the beginning of May, all the starters that they could possibly go after. Maybe I'll see if a Philly was on the list, because I don't remember. I know I honed in on a couple of guys, Garrett Cole being one of them, Quintana being another.
Yeah, Cole was still on the list.
Harvey out of New York, if the Mets continue to falter, was another guy that was pretty high on that list.
And
so
now he's on the DL again.
Yeah. So I'd be interested to see who that was out of Philly.
I'll see if I can find it for you during the break. But yeah, they put up a graphic last night, and I was like, I don't see a lot of those guys. Sonny Gray was the number one guy they had on the list. They had Cole on the list. Quintana was part of it. Then there was the Garcia, and then there was a guy from the Phillies.
Hmm.
But, you know, look, I would love to say that the starting pitching was the reason why they lost the series this weekend, but for the most part, the starting pitching wasn't that
bad. Was it Helixson?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Yes, it was.
All right.
It was Helixson.
Yeah, he's on that list. I mean, I can revisit the list I made back in May. Quintana, Harvey, Cole, Irvin Santana, but the Twins have been playing lights out, and he's pitching great, so I doubt they're going to do anything with him.
Until lately. I think the Twins have now lost like six in a row, but that might help
And you
them.
Can add from the Twins, you could add Hector Santiago and Phil Hughes as well. Mm-hmm. I had Happ and Estrada from the Blue Jays, Vargas, Hellickson, Derek Holland of the White Sox, Sonny Gray, R.A. Dickey. Well, Scott Feldman isn't going to be a guy that they go after. But these are all guys. And then I had Jaime Garcia from the Braves.
Don't a lot of those guys fit Bartolo that mold Colon. Of what you're saying? A 4-5? You really want a 1-2?
Well, that's why out of all those, the guy I said I'd like to see them go after was Gerrit Cole.
Right.
And he's not even pitching great. Quintana is another guy that's faltering, but I think Quintana's numbers are skewed because he's on a pretty bad team as well.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like I had three Braves guys. I had Dickey, Colon, and Jaime Garcia. And which was a name that was mentioned last night. So that might be interesting, but it's the last year of his contract. Do you really want to give up?
Yeah, if you're going to give up prospects, like you're going to want to have control over him for a couple of years. But yeah, at least from the standpoint of Gray and Cole, give you guys where their velocity is up, especially Cole, because there's been, again, doubts about him and his arm strength and durability. But the one thing that's been a consistent with him, regardless of anything else, has been he's got a very, very lively arm, very strong, good velocity, upper 90s. That helps me. I don't want Bartolo Colon.
Yeah, no. I mean, these are all names that would be available. And the other thing about Cole, I mean, obviously, is that contract, that control that you get with him.
Yep, yep. If you For think two more years, I think.
Yeah, I think you get 2 more years of team control. So if you think he's the guy, and he's just going through a rough patch with the Pirates, but he's got his ERA down to 4.5, which isn't great. But I look at his previous 4 years versus Sonny Gray's, he doesn't have a blow up year. So what he's doing right now is the exception more to the norm. And he's on an okay Pirates team. But you know, his ERAs over the last 3 years, 3.2, 3.6, 2.6, 3.8. I'm good with that. That's Sonny Gray having that 5.5 blow up. Worries me a little bit. And then the injury.
But the injury worries me more than anything else because, look, the A's haven't exactly been stellar over the last couple of years either.
Right.
But, you know, there's a reason why this guy was the hot name on the market a couple of years ago, and he's completely fallen off as like almost an afterthought until recently when they start, hey, remember him? And he's still young, and you can still sleep. I think Cole, I completely agree with you. I think Gerrit Cole's the guy. I hope Pittsburgh doesn't ask too much because I think that would be a guy that just a change of scenery could fire him up and get him to settle right on into where the Astros need it. But the other thing I will say is because it wasn't the pitching again this weekend, when you look at what you got out of Polino, when you look at what you get out of Martez, you got guys that are at least on the radar of teams that are going to want to make a deal with you going, those guys, they look pretty good.
I mean, I don't know that anyone's going to look at one start and think, oh, yeah.
And
you know what I mean? It's the same thing with Derek Fisher. I think everyone wanted to start trading George Springer once Derek Fisher hit a home run, had a couple of RBIs in his first game. It's a week. These guys can cool off in a heartbeat. Look at Tyler White last year.
Yeah, well, I heard somebody say Reddick shouldn't come back.
That's ridiculous. These guys can, all of these guys, Paulino, Martez, all these guys can cool off in a heartbeat. So I think, but it's good that they're up now because you have at least now until the end of July for teams to get a better sample size of them to see what they can do. But I don't know yet that if any team's going to be clamoring for these guys, give them 3 or 4 or 5 starts and let them see what they do. If they're consistently good, then yeah.
I agree, but the best thing that happened to Polino, Brian McCann. Well, you could just see.
Yeah, they said that on the broadcast.
He really settled him down, and his breaking stuff and his off-speed stuff looked night and day better.
And see, I don't know. I mean, they said that on the broadcast, and I'm not so sure. I mean, he's doing great things with this pitching staff. Again, it's one outing. I'd rather see if Paulino can do that consistently.
But I understand that. But I'm just saying, and I'm not going to say like they went over and above on the fact that they gave each other a hug after he got pulled.
I mean, yeah.
I could care less about that. The fact that his breaking pitches looked like they were legitimately more off speed, but placed at a better spot and things like that. I thought McCann might have settled him down a little bit, but we'll see. It's a big week. Those guys are going to still pitch, starting with Brad Peacock on the hill tonight. We'll see what it means for your Astros as they take a tough West Coast swing this week and taking on the A's, the Mariners.
As far as the breaking stuff, it was the same thing with Martez, right? Like, if you look at his start, his breaking stuff in his start was way better than his original relief appearance where he got tore up. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, give him time. Give them time. Don't jump the gun.
I'm not jumping in. I'm just saying, at least people are watching them, and those starts are better than getting lit up, especially when you're taking on a team like the Red Sox. We'll see what happens. All right, West Coast swing for the Stros. Plenty more to get to. I want to pick you guys' brain a little bit, too, on a couple of things. Matt Hughes with that the kind of bizarre train accident, and then another UFC story that I was going to get your opinion on. But we got plenty more to get to. If you want to join us, 713-780-3776, or hit us up on Twitter, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back to the show. Joel, Barry, and Nick with you until 4 o'clock. Here's a chance to win two tickets to see the return of the Mexico national team to Houston. Mexico will face Ghana at NRG Stadium this Wednesday, June 28th, so don't miss your chance to watch Mexico in this crucial match leading into this summer's Gold Cup. Tickets are still available. You can log on to Ticketmaster.com and get yours today. They start at just $30, but you can win some now to go see Mexico versus Ghana. Be caller number 10, 713-780-3776. That's 713-780-3776. Win a pair of tickets to see Mexico versus Ghana June 28th. Good luck. A couple texts. Keith said, home's not included in a rule for the first and third out. Actually, it is. I've heard both. So, it's whatever unwritten rules you're reading, Keith. That's fine. But I've heard first and third outs, you never make it home for both. Somebody looked up your name, your full name and your age, which is creepy. Yep. I'm not going to read it because I'm respecting your boundaries.
Appreciate it.
Somebody said, you talk about situational baseball and you're mad because they sent Fisher. Kimbrel has allowed 9 hits all season. You have to get into scoring position in case of a single. That was from Eric. Yeah, well, guess what? You don't get that chance if you get thrown out stealing second. All right, you don't steal with 2 outs in the ninth with one of your best hitters at the plate. You don't do that.
Yeah, if the bottom of the order's up, it's one thing. If you have no confidence, you have to really construct something in desperation. But look, offensively, even when they went down 5-2, look at the way the offense stepped up. Look at the 2 home runs. Look at the way the top of the order and everybody was was putting good solid wood on the baseball. I don't think.
Well, he's saying specifically against Kimbrel.
Yeah, and
Kimbrel, just
sure.
Given up the hit to Fisher.
Right.
So he did give up a hit, but I mean, you don't.
Yes, he's been throwing hard and throwing well, but you don't take the tying run off the base pads and take the bat out of Springer's hand.
No, you have the tying run at first with 2 outs. You don't steal second with Springer. If it's the pitcher, all right, maybe something. I mean, if you can't pinch hit or whatever, but no, not with George Springer at the plate. You don't get thrown out. You wouldn't steal with Altuve at the plate. You'd let him hit. And then somebody said King Felix is trash. He never pitches good against the Astros. He has fallen off quite a bit.
But he just did a rehab start, AAA, and 6 scoreless innings the other day. So, would you rather face him or would you rather face, someone like the Astros have been putting out their spot starters trying to fill a void in their starting rotation. But unfortunately for the Stros, they're going to see 2 experienced starting pitchers coming back for the Mariners this weekend. We'll see if it is the King Felix they've been able to take advantage of or if King Felix has gotten healthy and figured out everything that's been ailing him lately, because at one point he was one hell of a good pitcher.
He was a couple years ago. Yeah. Hey guys, just wanted to say that I love your show. I've been struggling with extreme anxiety while also being unemployed, and I listen to your show every day while job hunting, and I have to say your show is a great distraction and helps me stay focused. Keep doing you guys because the show is great.
Appreciate you,
sir. Good luck in your job search.
Yeah.
I too was unemployed for a while, so I understand it.
I too.
Yeah, it's not a fun deal to go through.
No, you don't wish it upon anybody else. You just hope that it isn't a long-standing venture that you're in, because I understand the anxiety and the depression that could sink in if time starts passing.
God's sakes, don't just stay home and masturbate the whole time. Look for a job.
Yeah, don't get your JJO bracelet just yet.
Wear it out and make it swell up like a baby's arm. Go get out of the house and go do something.
Yeah. Other than that.
Did you see their face in the producer?
Yeah,
they're
both
like,
of them.
What?
Yeah. Kirsten, who may be a little red because of the sun this weekend, too, but also was a little bit like,
Yeah. All right. If you got kids in the car, you might want to, as if that wasn't bad enough, you still might want to turn the radio for just a second because somebody texts the show, and we answer your questions when you ask them. So this one might not be appropriate for all the kids to hear. So turn away. Don't worry, it's not that bad. It's not as bad as the one topic we had last week, which we'll probably never do again. All right, so you've had your opportunity to turn the sound down. Barry, did you see the video of the lady working at the restaurant sticking customers' hot dogs in her hoo-hoo? That's from Will.
Did you?
No.
I heard about this.
Now. What is going on in this world? Now I can never trust a hot dog again.
In the newsroom, Lisa said,
never trust a hot dog again now.
Lisa heard this story, and we're at the house, and she's like, did you hear about this? And I'm like, you're joking, right? And she goes, no. And they have like surveillance video of the waitress taking the hot dog.
Just puts it in her Virginia.
And brings it back
out. That's so gross.
Yeah.
Why?
So now you can't trust the hot dog after it's been in there, but everything that we've told you about hot dogs.
Yeah, I know it's made out of like chicken butthole and all that. I get it. There's a little pig penis in there, whatever.
Everything from the root of the tooter.
But at least it's not some lady shoving them in her Virginia. That's so disgusting. Why would you even do that? What did these people do to you that you feel like you have to ruin their hot dog? I get it if it's one person, but who gets up and goes, you know what I'm doing today? I'm putting all the hot dogs inside me. I don't care. I'm putting all the hot dogs inside me all day long.
Whatever happened to inconspicuously trying to do it if you're going to do it anyway, though, but doing it right out there where the cameras are and everything like that?
Yeah, how do you not know there's cameras? Right. Like, if there was a camera in here, I would know. You know what I mean? Like, I know where all the cameras are in this building.
People are... If you're a waitress, you're worried about people skipping on
chat. If I want to stick a hot dog in my... All right. Never mind.
You're Virginia?
Yeah, never mind.
I was going to say that, but I figured Joel would go first.
I mean, it was just either that or
I just don't
understand. Come up with a state name for the back door.
Right.
Go for that.
My Arkansas.
There you go. If you're pulling it out of your Arkansas.
That's just so disgusting. Where's the video? Where can I find this video? For research purposes only.
Yeah, ask your texter.
I'm just researching.
I just know Lisa verbally told me the story, and I was like, oh, my God. God.
Do they show it on the news or do they just have a lady blur it out?
She had heard about it. They can't show it.
They just show like, you can see like from her knees to her shoulders is blurred and then you just see a hot dog hit the floor. It's like,
the digitized midsection.
Gross. Just set the bun down there and try to drop it.
That's so gross. That's just nasty.
Wow, yeah. You did well describing that visual.
Did I?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Virginia was good.
Virginia was good.
I'm unemployed, too, and job hunting, but when I'm not fishing for some, bass, so I'm not depressed at home. Okay, well, good. That's a weird typed text, sir. At least you're out fishing and not.
Was that the same person responding, or was that?
No.
Oh.
Oh, Mike wants to know, was it Polish sausages? What? Was it Polish sausages or polished sausages? Stop it. Oh, you Mike. Stop it right now, sir.
Boy.
I don't understand that. Like, I've never been the kind of guy that, like, I'm going to spit in this person's food. Or, like, because we used to work at Wendy's, and I do know a guy who, he was making the hamburgers, and I was the guy responsible for, like, putting the condiments on them. Mm-hmm. Okay. And the guy pulls up, and you can hear, by the way, I don't know if anyone knows this, if you haven't worked fast food, but when you pull up at the drive-thru and start yelling and being an a-hole, the whole back can hear you. So everyone that makes your food knows you're being a dick. Like, everyone knows that. So we're sitting there, and the lady at the drive-thru, you know, is trying to take his order, and he's just being this a-hole, and he's cussing, and he's like, and don't put no damn jalapenos on it. I don't want no damn, and he's being just a complete a-hole. So she's trying to be nice. She's like, okay, just pull around. So the guy making the hamburgers looks at me. He goes, all right. So he gets some jalapenos, and he doesn't put them in there, but he takes the seeds, and he buries them in the meat, and then he cooks this dude's hamburger. And there was maybe put like 15, 20 seeds. And that's the hot part of the jalapeno. Put that in the hamburger, and then I made the burger, and that dude drove off. But, I mean, that's why, like, if I'm with someone.
Back?
No. If I'm with someone and they're rude, I'm like, I don't want to order now. I don't want to eat. Like, I was with a buddy one time, and he was being rude ordering food. And I was like, I'm not getting anything because I know they're going to spin in it. I do remember one time some guy was being a jerk. So I took his frozen patty and I put it on the ground and we played hockey with it for a minute. And then I made his burger and sent that out. That's kind of gross.
That's been very prevalent lately.
But don't be rude.
Fast food workers these days have no scruples about doing a lot of nasty stuff.
No, I'm with you. I got on my friend, on my buddy about it. Like, we're at a drive-thru. I'm like,
you don't
he
do that.
Complaining. I'm like, I'm not ordering no more.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't.
Yeah, Lisa, Lisa's the biggest of that. She's
I'll
like,
be a dick after I get my food if you were a jerk to me, but not before.
No. Well, Lisa even said, like, when we were having the problems with the takeout, she's like, don't complain. Because the next time they're going to spit all over our food and do whatever,
right.
whatever. You just don't know these days because there's been more stories than in recent history about guys from fast food restaurants to otherwise that have no scruples about everything from a snot rocket to other things that they don't care about what they're putting on your food.
Yeah, Joseph, I can say that word. I just choose to clean it up by saying Virginia.
It's a very upscale classy
I think
show.
I think you're missing the humor in it too, Joseph. That's part of saying Virginia. But, all right, way to overanalyze it, sir.
It's not like you're saying, yes, Virginia, there's a Santa Claus.
I don't know what that means.
Well, that's a long time saying. And, you know.
Okay.
Anyway, all right, so we're going to continue to roll on. We're about the halfway point of the big show. If you want to join us, 713-780-3776, HR&P listener line, call, text, or hit us up on Twitter, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Nick, Barry, and Joel at the halfway point of The Usual Suspects for a Monday as we continue to roll on. I believe you have been enlightened by the video.
Dude. So one of our fine listeners texted me the link to the YouTube video, which I have tweeted out. If you want to see it, go follow me at Barry is Funny. Oh, my God. This lady hikes up her dress. First of all, she's got this hot dog that she's holding. And some dude walks in the kitchen and she's getting ready to take this thing on a trip to Virginia. And so this guy walks in the kitchen. So she's like, no, I'm good. I'm not doing anything over here. I'm just minding my own business like you should be. And then as soon as he walks out, there's like a bar stool next to her. She puts her foot up on the bar stool. So now then she backs up and then she puts the hot dog in. And then she's standing there, and she takes it out, and oh, my goodness. Then she does it again. That is horrible. And then she puts it back on the bun and walks out.
And she puts ketchup on it.
Yeah.
Boy.
I guess to mask the scent. I don't know. That's what I was saying. At least she didn't sniff it first. You ever cup check? You ever do that, Nick, where you just like, you accidentally get down there, maybe you're itching, and then you just real quick just to see if you stink? You don't cup check? You know, Joel cup checks. I know Joel does. You don't cup check, though?
No.
You don't know what a cup check is? You got to check, see if your cup's dirty. No. That's the old MMA thing.
Baseball.
Yeah, yeah.
That's big baseball thing.
Yeah, just cup check. You never cup check your boys every once in a while?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I wake up every day and I'm like, hey, who am I going to cup check today?
That's so disgusting. Like, seriously, that's one of the grossest things I've seen this week.
It just started.
Just
so there's more time, but let's hope that...
Well, I'm counting yesterday at the beach, or Saturday at the beach. There were some things I don't want to remember.
People wearing things they shouldn't have been?
Yeah, we got a text out of nowhere. I'm selling them Cottos 3 for $12. That's a thing now. People are slanging that Cotto.
Yeah.
Hey, Barry and Joel, listening in Florida. Longtime listener. Love the show. Keep it up.
Did it Thank say you. Joel?
It did. I swear to God. J-O-E-L-L-E. That's Joel.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
See, that's how you know they're a long-time listener, though, because of the calls we used to get where they would call you Joel.
Yep.
From
Kurt
Lowe. Mr. Block.
Yeah, Mr. Lowe, Big Block. Who blocked you like Dikembe. No.
That's the best moment of my life when he blocked me.
It really should be, because we haven't got to NBA news yet, but boy, just some of the stuff that guy tweets and really believes is accurate when he tweets it.
He's a weirdo.
I'm just going, really, dude? Like, saying that the Rockets package of Sam Dekker, Montrezl Harrell, a future first, which they really don't
No,
have.
He doesn't say Montrezl Harrell. He says Montrezl Harrell.
And he also says Montrezl.
Does he?
He puts the L on it every now and then, which is silent. But he said that's the best package that Indiana's going to get for Paul George.
He's on crack.
I'm like, are you kidding me?
Say no to crack. That's in the Bible, too. Somebody texted and said, Barry, I went to my girlfriend's for lunch today, and she wasn't there. I went in to use the restroom, and she had left me a nice present on the toilet. I can't get that image out of my head. Is this relationship over?
That's a deal breaker.
I'm 7 months in. 7 months is all right if your girl's pooping around you. That's fine. 7 months is good.
No, but not flushing it?
It happens sometimes, you know, you hit it and you don't think. You've never done that, Joel, where you've left the restroom and then Lisa goes in there and be like, oh my God. Nope. And you're like, well, it was just hanging around. Nope. Like, you know, I flushed it and sometimes.
Oh, I get heat for it. She would never do that, but believe me.
No,
I
I'm
get
saying
heat
you.
For,
you know, yeah.
I get heat for it. Because
every guy has had that happen.
I flush every time, but sometimes.
Sometimes it, it's a double flusher. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you don't. And you just walk off because you got things to do. You're busy out there slanging Cotto.
I thought you were going to give me heat just now because during the break, we both went to the restroom and there's only one urinal. The rest are stalls. So I go in a stall to take a leak. The minute I turn the corner to just take a step towards the toilet, I just went, oh, my God. How come people in a public restroom don't flush?
I don't know.
Just stupidity.
No repercussions.
To answer this dude's question, is the relationship over? No. It's been 7 months. You're probably farting around her. It's a natural thing.
It depends on the
She's a human being.
She's a little more dirty than you expected and not in the way you'd
maybe
like.
She was late for work and she was in a hurry and she was like, oh my God, I got to get my hair done and I got to stop and get my, I got a boo-boo. And then she sits down and she's like, oh my God, I got to get all this stuff. And then she just gets up and wipes and goes.
As quick as you were dropping the kids off at the pool, you can't just do the quick touch of the lever?
Well, you know, she loses track of things. She's got a lot on her mind. She's
just lost track of a whole lot of luggage in the pool. Why can't she just put the lever down?
She's a busy, modern, metropolitan gal. She's got things to do, man.
Well, if you're going
to
stick with this chick, you should put one of those newfangled toilets where as soon as you get up, it flushes for you because that's disgusting.
I say get over it because it's 7 months in. You probably already fart around her, so what's the big deal? And she should get over you farting. Those are both just natural. We're
bodily
human
functions.
Beings. We're human beings. Everyone does both of those. Ladies, if you don't fart during the day, trust me, you're doing it while you're asleep, and we know it.
I cannot stand when any female says I've never farted.
That's
the biggest lie on the planet.
It's a fact of the. If you don't fart during the day, you're doing it in your sleep and you're waking your man up. That is a stone cold fart fact right there.
Yeah, and if the sheets are tucked in, then you're leaving him a hot pocket, that's worse because it lingers. Oh, my God. You don't know what that is. You know
pocket.
What that is. A hot pocket. So if you're...
I know that's a Dutch oven.
No, it's a hot pocket, too.
Oh, wait. Okay.
It's just the same thing, different name. But we've always called it a hot pocket. When, yeah, if she farts, or you fart, and the sheets are all tucked in,
yeah, that's
it'll stay down there until you move the covers.
Yeah,
and then
I've
it's
been
like,
a victim of the hot pocket,
Yeah. Without question.
The hot pocket is something different.
Oh, so what's the Dutch oven?
Yeah,
oven is when you fart and it's under the sheets and you just pull your sheets over your head
going?
And your wife's head.
We're talking about hot pockets.
That's the Dutch
oven.
Yeah,
the hot pocket's when you're not doing it intentionally, but because you farted and the sheets are tucked in.
I'm pretty sure the hot pocket involves poo. I don't think you want a hot pocket in the bed.
Not.
If you hot pocket in the bed, then you have bigger issues.
What if you're too lazy to get out of bed, though?
Who's pooping in the bed because they're too lazy
it's a
to get out?
Poop?
It is not. Barry's creating it as it. No, we've always said the hot pocket is just when the sheets are all tucked in and you.
It's not a straight poop, is it?
No, it is not.
Okay.
There's different kinds too. Look, I'm on Urban Dictionary. There's the Alaskan hot pocket. There's the Tennessee hot pocket. There's the Mexican hot pocket. There's a lot of different versions of the hot pocket.
Very curious to know what the Tennessee hot pocket is.
Okay, I'm glad you asked, sir.
Go ahead.
It's the same as the Kentucky Hot Pocket, which,
shocker,
except it's got corn in it. That's what it says. That's what Urban Dictionary says. I don't know.
So the Tennessee Hot Pocket is the Kentucky Hot Pocket, except
with
it has corn.
So, yeah, don't hold the corn on that order.
There's the Alaskan Hot Pocket, which that's too many words to read.
Does it include salmon or something?
I think you freeze your poo. I think that's when you, I don't know. This is getting out of control.
It certainly is.
Yeah,
you brought it up, Joel. You brought it up. I'm curious what the Mexican Hot Pocket is. This is when you...
Salsa.
This is when you have a sombrero in the bed and you... No? All right.
Okay. On that note...
Here it is. You ready for the Mexican Hot Pocket?
Sure.
The act of unfolding a hide of bed... Dropping a deuce in it and then refolding it for some unexpected individual to find at a later time. Why is that called a Mexican Hot Pocket?
All right, live sponsorship time.
Why is that? That doesn't make any sense. That one's they swung and missed on this.
Plus,
one.
If that's your hide-a-bed.
Yeah, why are you doing it in your own hide-a-bed?
Why are you doing that in your own hide-a-bed? Because you're going to have to smell it until someone finds it. It's going to be ridiculously
exactly.
bad.
Exactly. Might do that.
Jeez. Well, that's not the Hot Pocket I know. I'm just letting you know. That had nothing to do with what I was thinking. But okay, now I've got a new image that I might never use Hot Pocket as a term again. Right now, I want to tell you guys about the No Excuses Summer Pro League. You've heard about all these great leagues across the country. You've heard Rucker Park. You've heard the Drew League in L.A. Well, guess what? In your own backyard, there is NBA talent on display in one of the best summer leagues in the country. It's the No Excuses Summer Pro League. It starts July 5th down at Fondy Rec Center, and you can make sure that you are a part of it. It's free of charge. You go, you check it out. Patrick Beverly plays, Montrezl Harrell plays, Bobby Brown plays, Jonathan Simmons of the Spurs plays, Joe Young of U of H fame that also is at the Indiana Pacers, he plays, former Rocket Isaiah Cannon, and so many more. It is a fun way for you to get up close and personal with NBA talent in real competitive games, and guess what? No fees at the door. If you can't afford tickets at the Big Tundra to see the Rockets play, get down to the Fondy Rec Center starting July 5th for the No Excuses Summer Pro League and see some great basketball. Head to noexcusesfoundation.net for more information, but you got to check it out. Great basketball, the No Excuses Summer Pro League, starting July 5th, Fondy Rec Center.
ESPN 97.5.
Nobody pray for me. It been a day for me. Yeah.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
You know, it just hit me.
Did it?
Yeah, forget about the fact that... and it's hard to forget about the fact that the woman stuck the hot dog in there and that you're feeling for the person eating it. But what does it say about her overall hygiene if you're taking a grilled hot dog and shoving it up there and you're not doing any kind of cleanup after the fact? Forget not flushing for a second. There's some serious issues going on if you ain't doing cleanup after that.
Yeah, that's a good
just
point.
Just to put it to begin with, just to put it there. Is just.
And then you're still working a shift and you're running around. The legs are moving all over. Oh, boy. Come on now.
I know it's a fact because my brother used to work at a Taco Bell.
Yeah.
And I know there's some raunchy stuff that, not raunchy, just nasty stuff that goes down. I know for a fact. Can't trust him. Can't trust him.
Yeah. It's, I hate it because I like fast food, but you got to be careful.
Well, you really do these days.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe there's more truth to it than ever before. Don't ever send your stuff back.
By the way, yeah. Oh, I never do that.
Oh, food with food?
Yeah.
That's a big one.
Yeah, because they're
throwing it away.
Wow.
No, I'm not sending anything back. The guy that asked about his girlfriend leaving something. He said, yeah, I think you're right, Barry. She was late for work this morning, so you might be spot on there.
See, I'm spot on that it takes an extra 3.5 seconds to press the freaking lever
down. You get busy, man. You get scatterbrained. She's a go-getter. She's got 1,000 things on her mind.
Maybe she
doesn't have time for flushing.
Like a self-flush thing, you know, like where there's a sensor.
That's what I said.
Sometimes I get up and forget.
Then.
You never forget. You've never forgotten. You've never gotten up.
Nope.
And then Lisa's been like, Joel!
Nope.
And you're like, my bad. I'm sorry. The game was on. I was trying to get back before the...
No, sir.
We came back from break. I have.
Second nature, call it whatever you want. I've been doing it for so long, there's no way I'm going to forget to press down the lever.
Well, I mean, I have only been doing it for a week, so.
See, there you go.
I mean, I'm just saying, sometimes you get things on your mind, you forget. It happens. I've done it a couple times.
If that's not a deal breaker, you're going to stick with her, I would definitely invest in one of those toilets that flush for you.
No, I just take the
added excitement and intrigue of opening up the bathroom door and not knowing
hers.
What you might find.
Hers. That's her surprises, not mine.
Man.
I don't have to worry about it. The Twitter is off the handle right now.
The Twitter.
Yeah, the Twitter is off the handle with some of the stuff. Jong is killing it, by the way, on this whole hot dog thing. He is.
Jong as in master producer Jong?
Yeah. Jong Snow is killing it on the Twitters.
The Mayo comment was.
And
a bit salty.
Abby's mom on Twitter said, well, another week, Barry's disgusting me. I didn't bring it up. All right. Both of those things were sent to us, and we try to be of the people and read the text.
Right. So let's mix it up a little bit. I think on that note, I was going to bring this up to you anyway, but now seems to be the perfect time. I don't know if you guys heard about this or not, but a Pennsylvania man is $870,000 richer. That's a good thing. Until you find out why. A jury ruled that a urologist committed reckless indifference when he removed the wrong testicle from his patient during surgery. PennLive.com reports Stephen Haynes' right testicle had been causing him intense pain for, 15 years. It was about half the size of the 54-year-old's left testicle. So he consulted a urologist. They recommended removing the painful testicle. After the surgery, he wrote in a report, it appeared the left testicle and cord may actually have been removed instead.
So this was reckless vas deferens?
A little bit.
What was it? I swear, whoever didn't get that, you need to go back to 8th grade biology class, by the way.
Reckless
indifference.
That was
beautiful.
You are all about you.
Anytime you can mix in a vas deferens reference, that's high quality radio right there. So this dude, now let me get this straight. What was he in for?
He was in to get the right grape removed.
Why?
Because it was intense pain.
Were you Nick now? Because it was causing intense pain for 15 years.
And it's half the size of his other testicle.
Correct.
Okay. Now that part I heard, but I didn't hear about the pain part.
Intense pain for 15 years.
So now
years.
Right testicle's been causing him intense pain for 15 years and half the size of his other one.
Okay. So now he's out the other one.
And he's still
but
got
he's
the painful
still got the one,
one
with... I'd be so mad.
I'm not sure any money in the world's making up for that, but he got...
How old is he? 50?
54.
Okay. So he's 54. See, I was listening. He's 54. You don't really need those anymore.
$620,000 in damages.
Nah.
$250,000 in punitive damage.
You can still have sex without your testicles.
What?
Can't you? I think. I don't know. Can you, Joel?
I think as long as you have one, I believe you can still participate.
Yeah, if you have one.
Yes. But that one's already painful.
It's gone.
Well, that's the thing. So you got to have to still have that one removed. So
plus it's the size of a snow pea because it's shriveled up and hurting it.
Are you sure it was half the size or not twice the size?
It says half the size.
I guess that would be 1.5 times if it was bigger.
So the bad one was half the size of the good one, and the good one
it
got
shrunk?
Removed. I guess so.
That's crazy. Maybe he just needs to drink some water. He's just dehydrated. It's just...
See, they usually at
hospitals... You ever let the orange out too long and see how it wrinkles up?
Yeah.
That could be it.
That's the issue?
Yeah. What were you going to say? I'm sorry.
He should have just went to you straight to diagnostics.
See, just after vast difference, I just went straight to that one.
Yeah. Because I'm highbrow.
Yeah.
What did you say, man?
I took the bartender's
usually
view.
Before surgery, like when you're at a hospital, like they'll like reiterate which limb they're working on.
Well,
like
no, if it's
with
a Sharpie,
left arm versus right arm.
Yeah, like, I've seen
no,
that.
No, but they'll send a different nurse and be like, by the way, we're working on your right arm.
Well,
and then a different nurse will come, by the way, we're working on your right arm. Then they'll, like you mentioned, they'll...
Take a
mark
Sharpie.
All of you. Yeah, take a Sharpie.
Like someone should have wrote on his left testicle, do not
no
remove
one's doing right. That.
Like,
that's what it is.
Like, you mark the right arm, like, take, and then you mark the left arm, do not remove. Yeah. Why can't you do
like,
that?
How many times are you going to go up to, by the way, we're working on the left testicle. We're not working
like,
on the right
draw
testicle.
Draw a line down the middle, because you already have that natural line down the middle anyways. Draw that line down the middle. And then, like, shade in the left one.
I was going to say, you got the Sharpie and he's passed out.
And then
out.
Put an X on the right one. You're done.
Just Nobody draw wants the to big ass someone else's testicle.
Just do a big ass arrow
I
that
bet
says, take this one.
I bet he wishes he would have now because he's being sued.
No, I'm saying the guy doesn't want to write on some, you know, a human's testicle. I'm not saying the guy
that's
getting operated
on. Yeah, I bet he
wants to write on it. Just write right above it, pointing down. I mean, take this one.
So you guys are okay with writing on testicles?
Leave a note on his
thing. They got stuff that takes it
right
off
there.
By the time
like
before you come back to life. I mean, we bring back from unconsciousness.
Well, don't
they can get the marker
so he's
off.
Testicle list.
But I'm
life
sure
is
they.
Over.
Well,
they
no, he still got one painful one unless he removed that one too.
Wouldn't they prep him before surgery and like shave it and everything? I would be like,
okay, so Jason Rowland.
Wrong one.
Jason Rowland, if he can put Texans logos on Arian's head, he could have just carved out the arrow that said,
I'm sure
take
he really
one.
Appreciate you.
Are you like bringing like a big poster board and like letting them know this? It's this testicle, not this one. Like, what are you doing? Like, how could they mess that up?
That's pretty bad. It's not like I mean, it's not like you removed the wrong rib. Like, you got a bunch of those. Oh, my bad. We took out, we should have taken out the third rib. We took out the fifth rib. That's our bad. Yeah, there's a 50-50 shot okay, no, you get this
if
right.
If you go with your philosophy on how not flushing can happen, maybe the doctor had a full slate. He was rushing in and out of surgery. He was far too busy to start to worry about details. He just snipped the wrong grape.
I think there's a big difference between leaving poop in the toilet and removing the wrong testicle.
It could be.
So how much is this dude suing for?
So he got.
Oh, he got.
He got $870,000. Is that enough?
Not enough.
No way.
No way.
Not nearly enough. I need millions. Because, but again, to it, like 57 or 54, what was it? 54
years old.
Yeah, I wouldn't care. That's only like 11 years for me now.
Yeah,
I'd be like,
dude, in 11 years,
I hate you.
Come on, like, what do you wouldn't want your testicles at 54?
No.
Okay. Why? Yeah,
no. I mean, like,
who needs your testicles at 54? What do you mean?
How much sex do you think you're having at 54?
If you're married, and I'm sure it's pretty consistent.
Especially if you're married.
Yeah, that's pretty true.
Yeah, I don't know why you would act like that would make you have more sex. You're going to be having a lot less sex if you're married.
It's a lot less, but you're still having it. It's not like it's...
Are you?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not 54. Maybe I'm wrong.
I'm willing to bet.
Okay, but you
I'd be willing to bet the statistical average for people in this country that have sex at the age of 54 would be once a quarter, four times a year, max.
Is it 54?
I would be willing to bet. I honestly believe that. I would be willing to bet you that.
I think there's more Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell's than they are.
Come here, Google.
Say that.
I already proved you guys wrong once with the slang and avocados.
Sting is always talking about it.
Well, it's his job to write songs that sell. Sex sells.
He and his wife, they do interviews all the time.
Oh, yeah, he does that tantric sex or whatever. Well,
and they're doing it all the time. Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell.
No dude just rolling around H-Town is Sting. But I would be willing to bet.
I bet you she would disagree.
There you go.
I bet you Beth would know. Yeah,
get Beth and Delicious to talk about that.
Yeah, get Dell. He's probably out there in the bullpen. Dell knows all this.
No one stops banging at 54.
I bet you.
I agree with that.
I bet you.
So here's the deal, too. Do you never ejaculate again? Or do you keep the sour nut just so that you can?
No, I'm not keeping that painful nut. No way.
So you get rid of the pain, but with it, you get rid of the ability to have the...
Like I said, you're 54.
Look at the caller.
You're 6 years away from your 60s. You're never having sex
again
anyway.
Stephanie's going to chime in and fight your theory,
brother.
I can't wait.
We turned this into a sex show.
Stephanie is going to fight your theory in Beaumont. In Beaumont.
Joel is so happy. Look how happy he is.
No, it should be
fun. He's super excited.
I think we're starting to get a good idea of how old you are. You're like right around the corner.
57. Yep, 57. So we got two in the books, one to go. Plenty more shows. Stephanie's going to get in here, and I believe...
Nick nailed it.
And uh-oh. Robert. Robert's going to give stats.
Robert's lying. Get the hell
really
out of here.
Del. I'm gonna be like, hey, man, what's the deal?
Get Deldo.
So we'll be back with the final hour of the show. I believe Calvin Watkins is due to join us at some point. He'll love the fact that NBA talk will interrupt any of this, but we'll continue on. The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Ain't have a girlfriend, but the is out. Chanel croc back, ain't even out. With the gold chains, Himalayan broken. Lit it up.
ESPN 97.5.